Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast.
Today I have a return guest, Laurent Bougnon. I'm sure I just destroyed his name, but Laurent is not only a terrific guy, but he's also the creator of MVVM Lite. He works for Identity Mine. He's a XAML enthusiast, a Microsoft MVP, and one of, I think, the true leading intellectual lights in the whole MVVM approach. Laurent, how are you?
I'm very good. Actually, you don't see me, but I'm laughing here. You are very kind, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Well, I think you've had a tremendous impact on the industry, and especially in terms of making MVVM available and understandable to a lot of folks.
You know, it's been a very, very interesting few years. I really love it. I'm very happy, you know, if I can help, if I can contribute to that. It's really great. I remember very well the first time I saw XAML, and before that I was actually doing a lot of HTML, JavaScript and all that. And seeing XAML and especially seeing Blend was a big defining moment in my life and in my career. So yeah, I'm really happy about the way that it's evolving and what we can do with all that.
So you don't think of that as the big wrong turn? You're still happy with XAML?
Oh, no, that's been, you know, I was before that, I was already a programmer, an enthusiast programmer. I worked in really a lot of technologies and really a lot of client side technologies very much. So before, you know, before HTML and JavaScript, like I mentioned, I did really a lot of things. I did some .NET WinForms. I did some, you know, ASP.NET. I did some Java on the client, et cetera, et cetera. And for me, I never worked as long with a given technology as with XAML and C#. And for me, it's still really very much, you know, a pleasure every day. So it's definitely not a wrong turn. I'm super happy. I, you know, there are moments where you ask yourself, okay, what should I do next? And maybe it's time to move on. I feel that this time has not come for me yet. I still feel, I'm still learning new things every day. I'm still seeing the technology evolve. Sometimes, you know, it's a regression. Sometimes it's an evolution. There are definitely frustrating moments. But so far, I feel that I have been able to complete what I want to do with the user experience better with XAML than with any other technology before that. So I'm still very happy with what the technology is doing here. Yeah.
Fantastic. I have an agenda for today. We've spoken before about MVVM in general terms and in some specific terms. What I'd like to do today is talk through using the MVVM Lite framework. What does it take to create a Windows 8 application and use commands rather than code behind for event handling?
Sure. So basically, MVVM Lite is available for a number of frameworks, and that includes that includes all the XAML-based frameworks. So as soon as you have XAML, you find MVVM Lite. That's also true from the Xbox. You know, you can, well, it's still a closed SDK, but a private SDK, but you can do some MVVM and some XAML on Xbox. That includes, of course, Silverlight, WPF, Windows Phone, and now Windows 8. What I've been trying to do is really to keep MVVM Lite as compatible as possible on all of those platforms. So when you switch from one platform to the other, my goal has always been that you should be able to just get started and get it immediately. So the project templates have the same exact structure. You know, the classes are there. They react mostly the same. There are a few differences, unfortunately, but I'm constantly working in trying to make those differences disappear. And commands are one of those things which work pretty much the same on every framework, and relay commands work the same on every framework. Unfortunately, there is one big difference, and that's the one component which is missing on Windows 8, which is called the event to command, you know, behavior or action, if you prefer. So we can come back to that later. But in terms of commanding, the team, the XAML team, which worked on Windows 8 has taken pretty much everything that you have. So the stock, commanding framework from Silverlight and has ported it to Windows 8 XAML. So if you have a button or any element which has a command property that can be a, you know, checkbox, that can be various elements, then you can basically bind a command to that property. And typically in MVVM, what we do is that we have a view model. We have the view model set as a data context of the page. You know that in Windows 8, you have pages. So this is navigation-based framework, very much like the Windows Phone. So you can expose a command on your view model, a property of type command, of type I command to be precise, and then you do a binding. Now, I command is a little bit annoying because this is an interface and the stock XAML frameworks don't have an implementation of I command out of the box. So you have to write an implementation. And to do that, you have to implement three members. You have to implement the execute member, which is a method which is getting executed when the command is invoked. If it's a button, the command is invoked when the button is clicked, for example. You have to implement the can execute member, which is a method returning true or false, depending of the conditions of the context and indicating if the command can be executed or not. And then you have the can execute changed event, which is raised, which has to be raised as a command when something changes. When, I don't know, sometimes you want to submit an order for a shopping cart, and of course you want the button to be disabled if there are no items in the shopping cart, these kind of things.
So let me just clarify that. Sure. You're saying that for each event, for each button, for each checkbox, I would have to implement all three of those.
If you go with a stock implementation, yes. However, nobody does that.
Okay.
Right. Well, when I say nobody, I'm meaning really nobody should do that. It's too much work. And really the main purpose of MVVM Lite and of other frameworks like Prism, for example, which is available on SQLite and WPF, etc. We have always tried to make life easier. So we try to avoid that every developer have to re-implement iCommand every time. And this is where the relay command class in MVVM Lite comes into play. So relay command is an implementation of iCommand. And what relay command does is that it is taking, in the constructor of the relay command, you pass a delegate, an action, for example, right? An anonymous lambda expression, for example, or a method. You pass that to the relay command and you tell the relay command, okay, when you are executed, I want you to execute that method. So your implementation becomes much easier because instead of having to implement the command class and then doing stuff when the command is raised, you just say, okay, I want that method to be executed whenever the command is executed.
Let me back you up for a second. The sure. parameter that you pass to the relay command, you said is an action or?
It's a delegate, really.
It's a delegate.
It's a delegate. And there are two relay commands because a relay command or an I command for that matter can have a parameter. So maybe we can just come back to that in a moment. Okay. But if you take the standard relay command without parameter, what you pass to the constructor is a delegate. And you can implement that, for example, with an anonymous lambda expression or just passing if you have a method, for example, the method is called do something. So it's a public void do something with no parameters. Then you create your relay command and you say, okay, the parameter of that relay command is do something. And then this do something method is going to be called whenever the command is invoked. That's kind of the basic of the relay command, if you want.
So let me just nail this down. We can create a very simple relay command by first creating a method that returns void and takes no parameters called do something, and then instantiating a relay command, passing in as a parameter the name do something.
Correct.
And then I wire that to my button. How do I tell the button call this relay command?
Right. So what you do is that typically in MVVM, we create this property of type relay command as a public property of the view model. We set the view model as a data context of the view, and then we do a simple data binding between the command property of the button and then the public relay command property. So if this property is called do something command, okay, a very clever name, what you will have is that you will have in your XAML, you will have button command equals binding do something command.
And then in the,
and that's it.
And then in the view model, I'm going to have relay command do something command paren do something.
Yeah, it's a public property because you can only data bind to public properties.
Yes.
So you do, you know, public relay command, do something command, get set, and that's it.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, that seems easy. That doesn't seem too overwhelming.
Yeah, no, that is quite easy. The basic case is quite easy. Now, of course, as always, you have additional scenarios that you need to handle. So this is where it becomes a little more complex, but I think those scenarios are not that bad. So maybe we can explain a few. So one scenario which is happening very often is that you have a command which is doing just something very simple. And for that, you don't want to declare a whole new method. So the do something method is going to be replaced by an anonymous lambda expression. So the syntax becomes, my command or do something command equals new relay command. And then as a parameter, you give a lambda expression, which is doing whatever you want to do. So this way, what the relay command is doing, it's going to store the actual lambda expression, and then it's going to execute it just like it would execute the do something method whenever the command is executed. So this is a case which happens quite often because you know how hard it is to name methods, right? In programming, it's one of the hardest things. So we try to avoid that, and anonymous methods are a way to go. So this is one of the variations that you encounter quite often.
And the essence of that is that it's doing the same thing as the first case, but now rather than creating a do something method and passing its name, we're passing an anonymous method by way of a lambda expression as the parameter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. Exactly. I love lambda expressions. I think they are very, very convenient. I try to avoid nesting them too much because after a while it becomes difficult to read. But lambda expressions are very nice. You can put breakpoints into them, so you can really break the code when the command is executed. You can see exactly what's happening. Nothing is hidden. I feel that it's a convenient way to do things. So for me, typically, I would say that I use lambda expressions if the body of the method is, you know, 4 or 5 lines of code or less. I think it's absolutely reasonable to have a lambda expression. If it's more than that, then, you know, typically I would start to expose the method instead. This method can be public, in which case you can also call the method on the view model from different objects. It doesn't have to be always through the relay command. But if you don't have that scenario, if you don't have that need, and if the lambda expression is reasonably small, I would say, for readability purpose, for readability reasons, then an expression is quite a good way to solve things.
Excellent. And then there's also the issue of passing in parameters.
So, yes, exactly. So passing parameters is another scenario, and the iCommand implementation specifies, and this is not my implementation, it's not a limitation of MVVM Lite, it's really an iCommand limitation. It specifies that you can have a maximum of one parameter. So you can either have 0 parameters or 1 parameter. And if you check the button implementation in Windows 8, you will see that there is a command property, and next to that, there is also a command parameter property. And there is only one command parameter. So it's really explaining that you can have just one parameter. The way to handle that with relay command is to use another class, which is relay command of T. So it's a generic class. It's a generic relay command. In that particular case, your method, the method that you create, obviously needs to get to receive one parameter. So if you do a relay command of string, you will have a method do something where the parameter is a string P or string my message or string, you know, hello.
Yes.
If you have a lambda, you will have the same. You will have a relay command of string. And then the lambda expression is going to be, instead of having an empty parenthesis, you're going to have the name of the parameter, message, or whatever. And then after that, your arrow, the famous Anders lambda arrow. And then after that, the body of the method. So it's still working very much the same. The only difference being that you will have a parameter which is passed. It can be a very convenient way when you need, when you have something on the UI that you want to pass to the command, to the method which is executed, because the command parameter can be a data binding. So you can, for example, say, okay, I have a button and the parameter is a binding to a text box, for example, to the text property of the text box. This way you can pass down the actual content of the text box when the button is clicked. The fact that you have only one parameter can be a limitation sometimes, because sometimes you want to pass not just username, but you want to pass username and ID and username and password, for example. In that case, you obviously cannot use the really command, because again, I command has one parameter. It's a strict limit. So in that particular case, what you will do is probably expose additional properties on the view model, username and password, and then data bind to that. When your command is executed, then you can get those property values and use them in your method.
And how does can execute work with relay command? Is there a way to set up the binding so that my button is enabled and disabled based on can execute?
That is correct. In fact, this is the other scenario. So we are at three now. We have already three scenarios. Actually, it's a four because you have, you know, relay command without parameter, relay command with parameter, and now we are talking with can execute without parameter and with parameter. The way that can execute works is that when you create your relay command, when you call the constructor of relay command, the first parameter, like I mentioned, is a delegate to the method which will be executed. Now, there is an optional second parameter, and this optional second parameter is again a delegate, but this time it's not going to be an action, it's going to be a function, so it's going to return true or false. And again, you have the possibility to declare that as a method, so you will have, you know, private, bool, do something, can execute, for example. And then inside this method, you will return true or false, depending on the number of parameters on, you know, anything which matters. If you have, if you are using a relay command of string or relay command of something else, again, you have the same scenario. You have the constructor. The method needs to return true or false and need to accept a parameter of type string or anything else of the type T. So, when you create your relay command, this is when you decide when my button or when my UI element is going to be enabled or disabled. And I want to stress that when you expose the command, you actually don't know whatever UI element is going to be bound to that. And that's, in fact, probably the main advantage of commands, is that it's a way to expose a functionality on the view model. But later, when you do the UI or when anybody else does the UI, you're going to worry about using a button or a checkbox or a toggle button or a menu or whatever. You see what I mean? So the enabling and disabling of the button is going to happen automatically based on the can execute value, based on the return value, on the true or false of that second parameter that you give to the relay command.
Excellent. Now, what happens if I want to have all of that same functionality, but it's not on a button or anything derived from button?
Now, that is the case where things get a little bit tricky. Unfortunately, Windows 8 is lacking a component which is very important to people who do XAML, and those components are called behaviors. If we go back a little bit and we go into Silverlight, for example, which is another XAML-based framework like, you know, WPF or Windows Phone, etc., you have buttons, you have commands, and those commands are actuated when the user clicks on the button. You don't have a choice. It's really the framework says that the command property is going to be actuated when the click event is called. Now, in some cases, you want something else. For example, let's say you want to actuate the command when the mouse passes over the button. In that case, you cannot use the stock default command. So in that case, what we do is that we use a blend behavior, which is a small piece of code behind that has been encapsulated, that has been saved typically to an external assembly that you add to your project. And there are a few of those behaviors which allow you to do the work. There is one in the blend SDK, for example, called Invoke Command Action. There is one in MVVMLite, which is a little bit more, I would say, which has, a few additional features, which is for event to command. So what you do is that you say, well, instead of using the click event, instead of using the default command property, I'm going to add one of those behaviors to my button, and I'm going to react. I'm going to actuate the command when the mouse, whatever the name is, when the mouse over event is raised. So it's an additional component that you use. And this event to command has also a command property and also a command parameter property. So you can also data bind just like before, but except that you add functionality. Instead of using the click event, you use another event. In fact, it's very powerful because you can even do that not only with events. You can also do that with other triggers. There is a large collection of triggers in the Blend SDK. For example, there is a storyboard completed trigger. So whenever the storyboard stops, then you can execute a command. Whenever a storyboard starts, you can execute another command. There is a data trigger. So whenever the value of the property goes to true, then you want to actuate a command, these kind of things. When I'm talking about blend behaviors, and maybe just to precise, I don't mean that you need to have blend installed. It's not the case. You just need to add a couple of DLLs, which you can download from the web, from the Microsoft Expression website. And then after that, you get those class and components.
Does this apply to Windows 8, however?
Unfortunately, it does not. And this is where things get a little bit messy. For timing reasons, for resource reasons, the team didn't have time to release blend behaviors in the first version of Windows 8. It's something which is relatively complex, which involves basically there are a lot of moving parts between, the blend team, between the Windows 8 team. So it didn't work. They didn't get it on time. Now I don't have information about that. I want to stress that out. I'm not disclosing any NDA information here. I think we will get that at a point in time because it's really important. Behaviors are making life so much easier that I think it makes sense that we will see them, but right now we don't. So there are a few workarounds. The first workaround that we can think of is to go absolutely straightforward. To think, let's be absolutely pragmatic. And what I'm going to do is that in code behind, I'm going to handle the event. So I have my button. I click. Well, click, I can use a command, but I have my button. The mouse passes over the button. I raise an event in the code behind. And in the code behind, I can actually get my data context and execute the command on the data context, which is the view model. Now, this is the absolute straightforward case. It's actually pretty easy. It requires a few lines of code of code behind. But typically, as you know, we try to avoid code behind if we can because it has a few issues. It's not easy to test, et cetera, et cetera. I feel personally that it's okay. It's not too bad. It's really just a few lines of code. So it's not too bad. Another scenario, another workaround, if you want, is that the community has done some work around this scenario, this particular scenario, and there is a library out there by somebody called Jost von Schaik. He's also an MVP, and he's actually a Windows Phone Developer MVP, but he's also doing work in the Windows 8 space. And he has a library which is mimicking the event-to-command behavior and blend behaviors from Windows Phone. So using a syntax which is extremely similar to what you have on Windows Phone, you can actually do that. There is one small catch, which is that his implementation is using something called reactive extensions. A reactive extension is a pretty elaborate library. It's a very, very powerful library. It has just one small caveat, one small issue is that it is not officially released yet. So as you probably know, some firms don't want to work with code which is not officially released yet. So it's kind of an issue.
There is a terrific book out available on Amazon on reactive extensions. And we'll have a link to that book on the show notes.
That's pretty cool. It's a very powerful library release. So I'm thinking that it's probably going to evolve, and that sometime we'll probably have that absolutely officially. Right now, it's kind of the small caveat that, you know, if you do a private app, by all means, it's absolutely okay to use it. If you work for a third-party client, like we have, you really need to run that through them and see if they accept working with third-party libraries which are not totally officially released. So that's kind of the small issue. There is a third scenario, and I wish I had a little bit more time to actually blog about it. I really want to blog about that, which is basically to implement something yourself. And it is possible with relatively few lines of code to actually have a kind of an event-to-command implementation, a very simplified implementation, which is using something that we called attach properties or attach behaviors, if you like. And what attach properties are doing, you know, it's what you do in XAML when you have grid::1, for example. Well, you can go a little bit further than that, and you can create your own attach properties. There is a way to implement that, to declare that. And again, I'm planning to blog about that. And instead of having grid::1, you will have, for example, my event to command:binding, and then the relay command. So it needs a bit of lines of code in the background, of course, to do the, you know, to do the actual binding, to do the actual implementation. But it is something that I have used in a few projects on Windows 8. It makes my life quite a lot easier because in some cases, the first scenario that I described, the code behind handling the event and then after that calling the command. In some cases, you cannot use that. It just doesn't go. And this is the case typically if you have a data template, for example, and the data template for a list of items is saved somewhere in a resource dictionary. Well, a resource dictionary cannot have, you know, event handlers. So in that particular case, you need some workaround. And the third scenario that I'm describing now, or if you can use that Yoast library, which is the second scenario I described before, would actually save your bacon if you want.
But if I'm a Windows 8 programmer and I want to use MVVM Lite and I want to keep things fairly simple, mm-hmm. and let's say I'm fairly new to MVVM Lite, then am I better off using your first scenario where I'm doing a little bit of work in the code behind?
That's what I'm thinking. This scenario, the code behind scenario covers probably around 80% of the cases. So if you are in the 20%, you might have to do something a little bit more complex, like one of the two other solutions that I mentioned. But really, if you're in the 80%, you can absolutely write a little bit of code behind, invoke the command directly. And the big advantage is that if you do that, your view model is going to remain the same. So you still have a command which is exposed, which means that you can share your code with Windows Phone, for example, or with Silverlight if you want to do that, or with WPF. And then you have shared code up to the XAML layer. After that, when you have the XAML and the code behind, then of course it's going to be different. But in most cases, it is different anyway, just because of the form factor of the devices. So it's not too bad of an investment, I guess.
So let's just talk that one through just a little bit mm-hmm. more detail to make sure that I've got this clear. First of all, we're talking Windows 8, and we're talking only about the situation where I'm not using a button or I want to use a different event on the button. Because if I'm correct. Using a button, I can still use relay command. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You still have the command property. You can still use your relay commands just like in Windows Phone or other frameworks.
So here are the cases where I'm using a different control that does not derive from button, and I want to have an event that I would normally have a click handler in the code behind, and what I'm going to do is in that click handler, rather than handling the event, I'm going to invoke a relay command in the code behind.
Yes, that's correct. So in that case, what you will do is that you will have your event declared in the XAML. So you will have, for example, let's take the mouse over example, for example. So you say, okay, I have my button. Or you know what? Let's be a little bit more crazy. Let's say that we want to have a right tapped because that is an actual event that exists. right tap on a rectangle somewhere or on an image, for example. So you have your image in the XAML. Then you declare your event, you say right tapped equals, and then you have to give a name. The name is the name of the event handler. Okay. Then you navigate to that event handler. You land into your namepage.xaml.cs, which is the code behind. Okay.
Yep.
And then you implement that event handler. Now the implementation is very short. What you do is that you get the data context of the page. You cast that to, because data context, the type is an object. So you cast that to your main view model or whatever you have called your view model. And then you say myVM dot do something command dot execute. And that's going to execute your command. So it's basically two lines of code. Well, you know, with the method name and all that, it's like five lines of code in the code line.
And the thing that you said execute on, is that a public method in the view model or is that a relay command?
So you can do both. You can really call, because if you go through the length of getting the view model from the data context and casting it, you may as well execute the method. You know, instead of saying do something command dot execute, you can also say myVM dot do something. All right. Personally, and it's just a matter of being as compatible as possible with the other frameworks, I like to use command. I like to expose the command anyway on my view model, and I like to execute it. The reason is that I like to have consistency in my code. At some point when we are going to go, when we are going to get behaviors, because I really hope we are going to get them, then you can clean that up. You can use event to command or invoke command action or whatever. And nothing at the view model level, nothing changes. You don't need to retest your whole thing. Also, your view model, don't forget you should, you can and should unit test them. And if you unit test them, you're going to probably, you know, get the command and call execute on that command. And then after that, observe and assert the result of this execution. So from your code behind, I also feel it makes sense to get the command and to execute it. It's kind of a consistent way to call your methods on your view model. But, you know, if you prefer to expose a public method, why not? It works exactly the same, and then you suppress the relay command bridge, which is doing just that in the end.